We are here to give courage to the godless daughter Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. But what kind of covet is it if it's a partial person like me who have the chutzpah to say a hesped on the God Ladar? Rabban shall call b'nei agayla. But Bemis, when the God Ladar passed away, the only ones who can give a hesped are only people that are a low madrega than the God Ladar. And Chazal say, call misatzo bespeder shall chacham. Chazal say, bad things will happen to him. When Yaakov Avinu died, it says, Vayivko Esai Mitzrayim Shivim Yom. Rashi says 40 days for the Chanita and 30 days for Bechia. After it says, when he took Yaakov to Moris Machpelah, it says, Vayavayu Adgoren Ha'atod Asher Be'eva Hayardain Vayispedu Shom Mispei Godel V'Kovid Ma'id. So when they got to Gurn Otod, they made a big hesped for him. Who were the maspidim? Probably his children. They were not holding on the madrig of Yaakov. So his mashmal is not a bazillion if a cotton is maspid a gadol. The nifta, Rav Chaim Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was the Gadol Hadar. Everyone recognized him as that. Similar to the Chofetz Chaim, he was accepted by everyone. Chasidim, Misnagdim, Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Bnei Torah, Baal Batim, everyone accepted him as their Rebbe, their leader, both in Torah, in Lomdas, Bekiyas, Midrashim, Shas, Bavli, Yushalmi, Shulchan Aruch, Halacha, Kabbalah. He had a phenomenal zikaron, and they once asked him, how many times does it say Moshe in the Torah? So he thought for a minute, and he said a number. Probably said 814. So they said, no, the computer says that it's 816. So he said, the computer doesn't know what it's talking about. The computer figured two times where it says Mem Shin Hei, and the computer thought it was Moshe. It says in the Pasuk, Shomait Kol Baal Mashe Yodai. Mashe is spelled Memshinei. And it says, V'mimat habayis miyos miseh. Miseh is also written Memshinei. So the computer thought it was Moshe. So you can't go with computers. You have to go with our seichel, which the Rabban Shem gave us. They asked him a question. If we say the brach in the Torah, Shabach ha'bonu mikol ha'amim, so is that actually true? Doesn't it say Hashem misinai ba v'zorach miseya lomai? That the Rav Shom, when he was coming to Sinai to give the Torah, he went to Seir and offered them the Torah. He went to Edom and offered him the Torah. Hafiyah Mahar Paran, he went to Yishmael and offered them the Torah. So Adam said, what does it say there? He says, Leisirtzach. So he says, I can't accept a Torah that says Leisirtzach. the Bnei Yishmael says, what does it say there? It says, Lysinov. I can't accept the Torah, what says Lysinov. And then, after they all refused it, then the Rabban Shalom came to Klal Yisrael and offered it to Klal Yisrael. So how do we say, Asher Bocha Bonim Mikol Amim, when also along the Torah, if they would have accepted it, so they would have got it. And we wouldn't have got it. So, what's the pshat? So, actually, I was nispoiled that no one asked this question before. Such a partial question. Listen, I didn't see anyone ask it. So, the Rabbi Chaim Zegesel Bracha said, without even thinking, that was he a kofal aleim harkagius like he did to Klal Yisrael? The Rabban Shalom could have, in the same way he forced us to mekabel the Torah Shebaal Peh, kofal the aleim harkagius, he could have done the same thing to Esav. So Esav says, I can't take it because it says lo sirtzach, kofal aleim harkagius, and they'll take it. He could have gone to Yishmael and say, they can't take it because it says lo sirtzach, kofal aleim harkagius, and they had no choice. No, because the Rabban Shalom didn't want them to have it. He wanted us to have it. And therefore, you know, Rabban Shalom knew they wouldn't take it, but he wanted to be fair to give them a chance. So by us, when we said, Torah Shebaal Peh, we don't know if we want to accept, Rabban Shalom said, no, you're gonna do it. The godless of Reb Chaim, Zechel Tzadik Bracha, is not that he was a famous Rosh Hashiva, not that he was a famous Pesach or a famous Rav. He never bezdin, or he wasn't the head of a Torah Moshed. It was because of his Torah. His Torah is what made him the Rabban Shaul Kobanei Gaila. As Chazal say, Lo hamakom mechabed es adam, elo adam mechabed es hamakom. It is true, if he would have become Rosh Yeshiva, the Yeshiva would be in very chashuv Yeshiva, because he was the head of it. It was all because of his Torah. That's what made him great. Chazal say that as the Hashiva mentioned, and it's the Venene, it goes on to explain some of the things. People come to him for Eitzes and for help. That's what happened. That's what he had. He had Bina, Gevura, in Torah. He had Malchus, Memshala. If he would have said to the Klal Yisrael that they should do something, every Elach Yid would do it. U'megam lo razei Torah, v'nasa k'mayim, Shayna Paisik, my name is Gaba Kono Shayna Paisik. I'm Ramta Kolamasim. He put out Svarim on many Inyanim, Derech Emuna, which is like a Mishnah Brewer on the Rambam in Hilchos Rishayim. He brings the Rishonim, the Achronim, with the Bia HaHalacha, where you see what a Londoner is in the Mishnah Berurah, you see what kind of a Pesach is in the Shaar Tzion, he called it Tzion HaHalacha, you see what kind of a Baki, unbelievable Bakis. And he put out all kinds of svarim, Shoyin Halachas on Mishnah Berurah, Svarim on Musa and Hashkafa, on the Siddur, Perish on the Siddur, and on various things. There was nothing that he didn't know. He finished Kol HaTorah Kula every year. So in order to understand a little bit, we have to understand what Gedolim do for us. What did he do for us if we didn't have any shachas with him? So the emes is that even if we didn't meet him, it says in the Gemara that the whole world is nizun, gets parnosa because of tzaddikim. The Gemara says, "B'chol yoyim v'yoyim baskel yoytzas v'aymeres kol ha'olam nizun b'shvil chanina b'ni v'chanina b'ni daylai b'kav charuvim erev Shabbos erev Shabbos." It's mashma in the Gemara that even today that Basco is coming out and saying the Kol Olam Nizun Bishvil Chanina B'ni. And what did he need? Kav Charuvim Erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. What's a Kav Charuvim? How much is that? So just we should have an idea. There is, you know, there's 24 Beitzim in a Kav. So if we'll assume that a beta is a 1.9 fluid ounce, let's say it's 2 fluid ounces, that means 48 fluid ounces is a kav. Now, 48 fluid ounces in a container of orange juice, it used to be 64 ounces, now it's down to 59 or something, I think it's getting less even, but it's more than a kav. And if you take carobs, a boxer, and you put them in this box, this was, how much is it? This was enough for Rav Chinam and Daisa for a whole week. Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. So the tzaddikim in the dar give a hashpa in the dar that people should have parnasa, should have what to eat. The hashpa, Chazal say that Talmid HaChachamim Marvim Shalom Shabbaylam. Tamid HaChacham Amar B'Shalom. You know what that means today, when with a press of a button, you could be machriv millions of people, kill them out, just with a press of a button. It didn't happen. Why? Because the people in charge of the button are such big, smart people. They're such big rachmanim. No. Chazal say, that Tamid HaChachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'il. And the Chasam Sofer says a pshat in that. Or maybe it's the Marsha. He says that if there's a gzeira on a Medina, that there should be a milchama in this Medina, the Rabban Shalom will consider the milchamta shel Torah between Tamid HaChachamim, that's the kiyum of this gzeira. So therefore, the Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. So the war doesn't happen. It's a Milcham Shel Torah which happens instead. The Chazon Ish, the Chofetz Chaim, the Vilna Gaon, they didn't have an official job. Even though the Chofetz Chaim made the yeshiva in Radin, he did not have an official position in the yeshiva in Radin. He was not a Rosh Yeshiva. He was not a mashgiach. He didn't say a shira. He was still the gadol hador. You don't have to say a shira to be a gadol hador. You have to learn Torah lishma. Learn Torah, but Reb Chaim was not just that he learned Torah, so he learned more Torah than I did. No, he was a completely different hefta. He was a shtick Torah. He was a Lebedig of Torah his whole life, from the morning until the night. For 70 years, or more than 70 years, he finished every year. He finished Bavli, Yushalmi, Mishnayos, the Rambam, He finished the Mishneh Berurah, had a Seder, Mishneh Berurah, had a Seder in Zohar, and other Svarim. This was his chiyuvim. This is what he had to do. Then, well, if he had extra time, so then he learned Midrashim and all the other Svarim, and everything else that you have to know. He finished it all and made a Siyum Erev Pesach. And in a Ibiyah, so he had extra month, because he learned 8 Blat Gemara Bavli every day. He learned the Yerushalmi, which coincided with this Gemara every day. When he learned Sechta Zeraim, he learned Mishnayos, he had to say the Mishnayos. When he learned Sechta Zeraim, there was no Bavli, so there's only Yerushalmi. And sometimes, if you learned a Perek Mishnayos, sometimes there was a lot of Yerushalmi. One time there was 50 Blat Yerushalmi on one Perek of Mishnayos that he learned, and he finished it all in one day. And then he had, as I said, the Rambam, he was once learning Mishnayos Zeraim with a Chavrusa. And he got up at 3 o'clock in the morning, the Chavrusa started at 3 o'clock in the morning, and they learned the Perek Mishnayos with the Rash and the Rambam and the other Mepharshim. So all of a sudden, the electricity went out. So Reb Chaim just went on. He knew the whole Mishnayos Baal Peh. He knew the rush that they were in the middle of, Baal Peh. He just kept on learning as if nothing had happened. Then the light went on again, and then everything went back to normal. But he was unbelievable what he knew. His whole Heftah, from 3 o'clock in the morning, I don't know if he did that his whole lifetime, but that time he started at 3 o'clock in the morning. Before, he always used to get up before the daybreak and learn, and he learned all his chiyuvim until the end of the day. And so there was nothing in him besides Torah. It's Torah and Torah and Torah all the time. So this kind of lebedig of Torah is megan on the door that nothing should happen. When the stipler was nifta, Rav Shach said on the stipler that one of the great things that he did in his lifetime, it was hiniach ben kamoisai. He left over a son who was holding on a madrega like the stipler. So this was something special. So when he gave brachas. So how did when he gave a bracha, how did it work? Why did it? There's so many stories about brachas that he gave, and it happened. It's all from the Koyach HaTorah. That was part of him. It was like the Torah was giving a bracha. And I personally know a maaser that someone went to him. He had a problem in his terrible pains in his feet, and the doctor said it came from the spine, and they had to operate on the spine, and the question was how to operate. It was a machlokes between the doctors, and he went to Reb Chaim, someone from America. He went special to Reb Chaim to ask him. And Reb Chaim said, you don't need the operation, it'll get better by itself. So he listened to Reb Chaim and Kachavi. After half a year, he was back to normal without any operation. So there's so many mises about him. It's everything comes mikayach HaTorah. For many years, people came to him for brachas, and it was a sight to see, because he lived on the second floor, and there was a stairs going up from his house to the ground, and the people were waiting in line for the brachas, and there was many people in the house, and the people going waiting on the stairs all the way down and halfway down the block, all waiting for a bracha. So at the beginning, he used to say, bracha v'atzlacha. Later, in his later years, it was too much. He said, buha. Buha is the Rosh HaTevis of bracha v'atzlacha. How much time did he save? It was saying buha instead of saying bracha v'atzlacha. I timed it. It's 1 second difference. Bua is 1 second, and bracha slach is 2 seconds. So if he had 100 people, he had to give a bracha to, so he gained 100 seconds, which is 1 minute and 40 seconds. So was it so important to gain 1 minute and 40 seconds in a day and just give the person a buha bracha? Evidently, yes. Because when someone is kula Torah, from morning to night is Torah, 1.5 seconds is Torah. It's 1.5 minutes, rather. 1.5 minutes of Torah is Torah. He's losing 1.5 minutes. They say on the Chofetz Chaim that he didn't wear shoes, that you had to tie shoelaces. You stick your feet into the shoes. Because Chofetz Chaim didn't want to spend the time tying the shoelaces, because it would take him a couple of seconds every day to tie it, so this way he could spend the time learning Torah. It would be a big kavod for the nifter, a schus for the nifter, if we would be mekabel on ourselves to be more orangutan in Torah than we are. Even a small amount, even 1 minute and 40 seconds, it's meaningful. It's 1 minute and 40 seconds less every day, which after a couple of years adds up to time, and that's time taken away from Torah. It'll be a schus for us. He spoke a lot about the Mashiach. He said people should come to, Talmid HaChacham should come to Eretz Yisrael. Why? He said when the Mashiach comes, we want to be mechabed that he should have a Kabbalah's partner from Talmid HaChachamim, not from some people. So this is some people is not such a kavod as it will be Talmid HaChachamim. Besides that, he spoke about the Mashiach all the time. So he didn't come in his lifetime. But Gedolim Tzadikim B'Misasam Yasim B'Chayayim. It should be the Rabban Shalom's will that Reb Chaim B'Misasai, together with the other Gedolim before him, should be Pale, that Hashem should bring the Mashiach. May he remain. Amen.